France has increased its terror alert level to its highest level, following a deadly attack at a concert hall in Moscow, which killed at least 137 people. So what does this change mean for France, and what measures can you take to help keep you and your workforce safe? Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. Well, joining me for this episode is our lead security analyst, Rory Keith, and International SOS's Global Director for Security Assistance, who's also a former member of London's counter-terrorism police, James Waddington. But first, I ask Rory to explain how France's terror alert system works.
France has three terrorism risk ratings. The first just means vigilance. The second means reinforced security risk of attack. And the third means emergency attack. France has raised its risk rating from the second level to the highest, the emergency attack level. The government chose to do so in response to the Moscow attack on the 22nd of March. The rating was previously at emergency attack level following the 13th of October 2023 attack in a school in Arras, but was subsequently lowered to the second level on the 15th of January.
Okay, thanks for the moment, Rory. But let's bring in James Waddington. James, I wanted to ask you, and especially based upon your experience in UK counterterrorism policing, what practical changes are enabled by a decision like this? What's likely to be going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I think a change in the threat level, as we've seen in France, normally means one of two things. Either an attack is imminent and they're preparing, or it's in response to an attack somewhere either in France or the world. And it enables the French government and police to put a number of measures in place, including things like stepped up armed patrols in public places like train stations, airports, religious sites. It enables them to activate some of their emergency preparedness, so cancelling days off or planned leave for some of their emergency services workers, to do one of two things: increase public confidence by having a visible presence of police officers and uniformed officers on the street to reassure the public that they're safe, but also to prepare for an attack if they think one is pending. If the terror alert is raised because of intelligence, we usually see that the government shares that information and will share that with the public. And as we haven't seen that, I think it's likely that this raise in threat level is around that public reassurance and that preparedness for the eventuality of something happening.
And do you think it's likely that other countries in Europe might now consider doing the same thing?
Possibly. I mean, it would depend on what the local government and police arrangements are. So for the UK and for France, raising the alert level to a higher level enables the police service and the government to make some of those changes, including using things like military patrolling the streets or preparing the military for response. Other areas in Europe might have different rules and regulations that means that they are able to do that without the need for raising the terror threat level.
And can you tell us in a little bit more detail about what the highest level means specifically for people in France?
Yeah, of course, Chris. So, like I said, rather than meaning attack is imminent, this measure could be around enhancing preparedness for security forces and enhanced vigilance for the public. So in practical terms, people in France may see additional access control being enforced for people and vehicles at public buildings and public locations, you know, bag checks being implemented at train stations, entertainment venues, education establishments. Places of worship may be subject to increased surveillance, increased visible policing on the street, and of course, seeing more police officers and possibly military in uniform in and around the cities as they are there to provide reassurance.
And James, is there any further advice that you could offer to people either travelling to France or who are already based in the country about the situation?
I think while we are looking at the change in threat level as an opportunity for the French authorities to prepare, we also need to be very cautious that it may be because the French authorities and intelligence services have information that they're not ready to provide with the public because it might be part of an ongoing investigation. And if that's the case, our advice to everybody is to remain vigilant, as we should always do at all times, report anything to the emergency services that they deem suspicious. listen out for any announcements through International SOS or through local media coverage, and support the authorities where they can, if indeed they are in the process of an investigation.
Thanks, James. Now, Rory, what can International SOS's clients do as a result of this change?
Being, as James has discussed, an internal device for empowering the French authorities and raising awareness, no action is strictly necessary. However, there are some practical steps which the French government recommends. In terms of preparation and resilience, this can involve the creation of an emergency plan for your workforce and premises and beginning a program of training staff on how to implement such a plan. Once a plan's in place, it's possible to organise regular drills to ensure that this knowledge is then retained. Another thing managers can implement is ensuring workforce know how to report security breaches. And then just finally, creating a protocol for crisis communications is important. At most basic level, this can involve just learning Europe's emergency number, 112. But International SOS's clients are also able to call International SOS for advice during a crisis.
And considering the terror alert level is now at its highest level, is it okay for business travellers to continue with their trips to France? And what can people in the country do to mitigate their risk?
Yes, travel to France can still definitely go ahead, including for the Olympic and Paralympic Games later in the year. That can go ahead with standard security precautions. To further mitigate risks, however, we would recommend the following. Firstly, travellers can receive location-specific briefings ahead of travel. This can include reading information on available International SOS's website or calling our assistance centres for a verbal briefing from one of our security specialists. Another layer of security is that found from accommodation. So it's necessary to choose accommodation with an appropriate level of security for the environment. Again, International SOS can provide recommendations of vetted secure accommodation worldwide, and we'll be conducting a review of suitable accommodation in venues for Paris's Olympic Games ahead of the Games. And just finally, another thing that's possible to increase security during times such as this is reading government guidelines on how to prepare and respond in the event of a terror attack. France's can be found on the website of the General Secretariat for Defence and National Security, the SGDSN.
Okay, Rory and James, thanks very much for all your analysis and advice. That's all for now, but just a reminder that you'll be able to access all the latest information and updates about France from our website at internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres. They're available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.